Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kristen. May I please have your zip code to further assist you?
54944.
54944.
Mm-hmm.
One moment. All right, what's your first and last name?
First name Morgan. Last name B-R-E-I-T-R-I-C-K.
A few more moments.
Mm-hmm.
And for security purposes, can you please verify the shipping address on this account?
I don't know. I don't know what this charge on my account is.
Okay, so I can give you that information, but for security purposes, you'll have to verify the shipping address.
I don't know why you need my address. I never spend any money with you guys. Like, I'm trying to see what fraud this is.
For security purposes, so that we know it's you, we need you to verify the shipping address, sir. If it's not you, we can't continue. So we have to make sure it's you on the account.
How would you have my shipping address when I never have ordered anything with you guys?
Well, you have an account, sir. I'm looking at your account now.
Yeah, that wasn't made by me. So that's why I'm wondering, like, what this is. I don't even know what you guys are.
All right.
My
so
balance,
in order for me
lifestyles.
To give you any more information, I will have to have you verify the account.
I'm confused. Can you explain it to me? If I didn't make the purchase, why would my address matter? Because it's obviously someone else's address, and I don't know how I can verify that.
Sir, this account came up with your phone number. So like I was stating, in order for me to assist you, you either have to verify your street address or you can verify your email, your choice.
MorganBrightrick@gmail.com.
419 North Crush Street.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's your address. I'm showing an account here where you entered a contest for a Dyson vacuum. Are you familiar with that?
No. Nope. I'm just seeing if you guys will give me a refund before we file all of these charges as fraud.
Well, I'm going to have to send you to the fraud department. One moment. Are being transferred now.
Mm-hmm.